From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A key aide to U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House is considering all of the options it has to blunt a court ruling freezing the president's order to ban travel from seven countries and block refugees from entering the United States. Michael Bowman reports.
Citizenship in Switzerland is the...
Well, apparently we're going to have trouble bringing that to you. We'll try again next hour. Turkish troops and Syrian rebels pushed their way Sunday into the heart of the town of Al-Bab, an Islamic State bastion. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the forces would soon take control of the entire town in northern Syria. Despite those claims, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says fighting is still concentrated on the outskirts of the town. The Turkish-based opposition is rushing to seize control of Al-Bab before forces backing the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad reach the town from the south. Military sources say al-Shabaab militants overran two small military camps outside Mogadishu in a dawn attack Sunday. Residents at the villages of Tassili and Warmahan say the militants attacked two camps simultaneously. Military sources estimated about 40 to 50 government soldiers were stationed in each of the two camps. Afghan troops, backed by American air support, launched a major offensive against Islamic State bases in Nangarhar province on Sunday. A military spokesman says security forces are clearing Khat and Haska districts of IS militants before extending the effort beyond those two. He said that both military and police forces have been involved in the operation, and he said the offensive will continue until the threat is eliminated from that area. This is VOA News.